Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Can't. You can't. It ain't. It's Bill Bill. Little Scrappy. Bill B. Let's go.
Okay, hold on. Let me find this.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour, Trillville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. Week 12 begins tonight. College football corner in about 15 minutes as well. We'll get back into some of what Kirby Smart had to say on the radio station earlier today. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
Where'd you say that at, Bunk?
Say what?
The part thing you were just talking about.
Oh, the company email from the big boss. We've got the holiday party coming up.
You know
the,
what?
The annual holiday party.
I don't think Rick Caffey has my email.
Huh.
Yes. Because I never get him.
Weird.
I never get him. I don't get the inspiration quotes.
You don't get the inspirational quotes?
I don't get the inspirational quotes or nothing.
Here, let me scroll. Yeah, you don't appear to be on this list.
All right.
Carl Dukes is on there. Who else is on there?
I mean, I got to go then.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I don't think you have to go either way.
I mean, but
Mike Bell's there.
All right.
It's just always, look, I'm happy to fellowship with my coworkers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just, holiday parties used to be like a Friday night, Saturday night, open bar.
Okay, there's a reason why they stopped doing that.
I know, but I hate that. The reason why they stopped doing that was fun.
Yeah. Connie and Rick, an accountant, just ruined all that.
I know.
Yeah.
Or somebody else. But yeah, like 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. Again, I'm happy. I'll go. Can't wait to hang out and spread some holiday cheer with my
start spreading the cheers
with my fellow radio professionals. Caleb Johnson's on the email.
Yeah, damn.
Sandra Golden's on there. I'm scrolling. It's not in alphabetical order. State's
there we go.
On there. Yeah, you're not on it.
All right, boy. Let me know. I don't want my presents.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You gotta come.
I ain't gotta go nowhere.
Come to the holiday party.
I ain't on there.
Do you want to know yesterday's inspirational speech?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Our inspirational quote.
Let me hear it.
Our boss emails us, except for Randy, who doesn't need any inspiration
anyway.
You motivate yourself.
You're damn right.
Real quick, also on this invite, Hugh Douglas.
All right, so he hasn't updated his list.
Yeah, he's updated his list.
He hasn't updated his list. Now, that would be cool. I would love if Hugh came.
Hell yeah.
That used to be so fun at the holiday parties, hanging out with Hugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the quote.
Yes.
To succeed in life, you need three things.
Okay.
A wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone. That's Reba McEntire, people. That's from the one and only Reba.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, a wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone.
You need three bones. A wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone.
Well, I mean, I'm all backbone. You know, I don't cower to no one.
You're funny, too. You got
and
a funny
I'm funny
bone.
As hell.
I don't know what the wishbone is.
I don't know what the wishbone is for.
Yeah. Optimism?
I would think so. Maybe.
Maybe you can swap out that third bone for a different one.
See? Oh, boy.
There we go. Yeah. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Oh, let me stop.
I just think it's really funny to send an inspirational quote from Reba McEntire. Like, I know she's a successful lady and everybody loves her. I'm not trying to say she's not.
Reba got
it's just kind of funny.
Reba's hot.
What?
Yeah, man. I was that thing, Reba, man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know, man.
Dating back to when?
Like, preteen Randy?
Really?
Yeah, man. I was gonna think of Reba. I had think. I don't know.
You like redheads?
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Was your introduction to her music?
Yes. An album cover.
Mine was
that. I wouldn't have guessed. Yeah, that's the funniest. Not funny. Whatever. Everybody's allowed to like who they like. But that's great. Yeah, I'm really happy to know that.
My introduction to Reba was Tremors.
Tremors. Yeah, she was in Tremors.
Yeah.
She's had multiple sitcoms. I think she has another one going right now.
She does.
Yeah, she's an inspiration.
And The Voice.
And a great voice.
Yeah, man.
And The Voice.
And The Voice.
The show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Randy always had a thing for Reba. Let me write that down for 150. Reba. Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome news. Here's Raheem Morris talking about the Saints.
You know, obviously we don't like them, like you just said. I mean, that's there's no secret there. A bunch of people you respect.
Sure.
You know, obviously, just based on everything they've done, done a nice job with the new coaching staff. They've been able to go out there and really build things the right way and get guys going on. And, you know, the young quarterback is playing well or getting better, I should say, and that's a big process of it as well. The defense got some savvy vets on it that's been out there, and they've been coached by Brandon Staley, so we know that defense well, and some of the people over there coaching that defense got respect for those guys. They're going to come in and want to play. We're going to go there, and we got to play. And we don't like them, and it's no secret.
Yeah.
Hey, if you got to use that.
Sure, whatever. Yes. Maybe the Saints are the best possible opponent for this week.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they are.
I don't like – we don't like
we
these
don't
sons
like
of guns.
Them and they don't like
and
us.
They don't like us. Yeah. And so let's go down there and kick them in their mouth.
Please do that.
I know I love – there's nothing more fun than getting that clip. And it seems like it's always the recycle clip when the Falcon fans go down there. Falcon fans taking over Bourbon Street. I love that. I love that video.
I do too.
I love that video.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
Yeah. You know what?
Damn it.
You know what, bro? I love you, brother. We ain't never got to hear from him.
Yeah,
again.
That was
– like, even when we come in here on
– the No Limit
–
music this week is fine.
Yeah. We don't want
That's fine.
We don't want to hear him no more. I don't want to hear him. I just go play well. Even after the game on Monday, we'll be up at the golf course drinking fusions. I only wanted to hear his voice after the game. Win or lose.
Neither do I.
What a dork.
I agree.
What a dork.
I mean,
read the mother loving room.
You wanna let's play that. Just because people might not know what you're talking about, right? Because I am with you, and even if he didn't say this yesterday, I felt this way. But, yeah, this was Kirk when he was asked about his health.
I feel good. I think Led doesn't believe me much when I say that. We have a past history there. But I do feel good, and I would never tell you if I wasn't, probably, until the season's over.
I'll tell you who went chuckling.
I can't believe they laughed.
I tell you who went chuckling. D. Led went chuckling.
Yeah, right. Rightfully so.
Joe Patrick went chuckling.
I don't think Joe Patrick was chuckling.
Went chuckling.
Easiest laugh to get is a media laugh if you're a professional.
God, I know my man D. Led and Joe Patrick weren't laughing.
God. I know Falcons fans aren't laughing.
Hell no, that ain't funny, man.
It's that sucks.
That ain't funny. Yeah. Go kick rocks. All right, we can change.
Seven games left.
Big game tonight. Bills and going down to play Houston. If the Buffalo can block Houston, they got a chance.
You were saying to me though, you wouldn't be surprised if Houston goes down there and handles their business.
It's in Houston. I wouldn't be surprised. Davis Mills is a good backup. He's a good backup.
Yeah, no, he is. Definitely.
He's a good backup. The Bills, they just. I mean, Josh Allen has to do too much.
Yeah.
He got to do too much.
He can, though.
He can, but dude, he obviously
you're
had
right.
the six touchdowns, but he had some bad looking intercept. He was you know.
Well, that was, I didn't see that game until like Tuesday morning or whatever. They were replaying it on, Tuesday night after the Hawks game. Yeah. They were replaying it on NFL Network. And I turned it on and I didn't realize that game was tied in the fourth quarter. And I was like, all right, well, I'll tune into this. That sounds good. And that's when Josh Allen like took over.
Yeah, man.
You're right. Like, it's not sustainable. And we asked Mark Schlereth about it yesterday. Like, how far can he drag this group?
Because
they're limited on defense. Like,
yes,
they can't stop people.
Yeah.
They'll go to the playoffs probably, maybe win a playoff game. But I don't know.
Oh, like, Ain't no on Thursday?
Yeah. That's my thing, though, is like, if I was a Bills fan, I'd be bothered by it because it's like, damn, that sucks. Like, we got to put a better defense around this guy when he's playing like this. As a neutral fan, I enjoy watching him try to drag them to
He's
victory.
He's an awesome player.
He's awesome.
He's an awesome damn player.
Yeah, so that'll be fun to watch today.
Yeah,
it's always
is.
Fun to have
stars. Jalen Hurts not surprised by recent reports of frustration inside the organization directed towards him. Why y'all like Jalen?
I know.
Well, I mean,
it's like a week by week thing.
Yeah,
with this guy.
I mean, I love Jalen Hurts.
He was the Super Bowl MVP.
And he should have won an MVP in the other one if they would have won. He's just, I understand the frustration that AG has. I really, really
and
do.
I'm also not saying like he's immune to criticism. No. It seems like more than just like, yeah, he wasn't sharp on Sunday. It's like, he can't be the guy.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, all they do is win games.
Nobody likes his personality. He's too serious.
Oh, do people say
I
that?
I don't know. You know how folks just making up stuff.
Like, that's
I don't get it.
I don't know. I pray for days when we can nitpick like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like Steelers fans who are tired of going to the playoffs.
Yes.
Or Eagles fans. You know what I mean? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Like I saw somebody had the audacity to tweet about Mike McCarthy.
Yes.
It was like, well, Falcons fans, bring him in if you want, if you're looking forward to 10-7 and losing in the first round every year.
They ain't been in the playoffs in eight damn years, Ryan.
That
here,
sounds pretty good to me.
Eight daggone years.
10-7 sounds like Christmas. Like, yeah, that sounds real good at this point. But anyway, it would be really great to be spoiled.
Yes.
Spoiled we are not.
Yes.
Here's Shedeur Sanders talking about his development and needing to speed up. He's going to be the starter on Sunday for the Browns. Here he is talking about that process.
So as a player and everything, and mentally everything, has to speed up due to the situation. I did everything I need to. I'm doing everything I need to prepare to be the best version of myself as possible. With the circumstances, everything got to be sped up, and that's great. You know, I like pressure in life. I'm just excited for everything. So I feel like I'm the guy. I know I'm the guy, but, you know, you just have to be able to see. The game got to speak.
He's a fifth-round rookie.
And
I wouldn't be surprised he looks like it.
For a horrible organization.
Yeah. I mean,
2-8 for a reason.
I mean, yeah. I think, you know, and I would love to see him play well. Mm-hmm. I will. I really, really would. But I'm not going to say he won't play well. I'm not going to say that. But what is playing well?
We kind of did it yesterday. Like, I hope, like, I mean, you know, eye test wise,
yes,
right? Just look in command of the thing, which mm-hmm. I think he will.
His biggest thing is he can't take sacks.
Sure.
Because
they killed him at Colorado.
Yeah, because he backs up
he does.
A lot. And so
he does.
Well, I do hope he does. I hope he does well.
I hope he does well. I hope he does well too. Because you know the reaction is gonna be yes. outrageous if he doesn't.
Yeah.
I also think if he does like too well, the reaction is gonna be outrageous.
Kevin Stefanski.
Can you imagine?
Oh man.
Like he goes out there and somehow, I mean, who knows? The Raiders are real bad. Like
yeah.
he goes out there, throws like four touchdowns and throws for 350, you know what I mean? Like the flip side of the reaction would be outrageous as well, which I mean obviously it'd be better than the other, but I hope he's somewhere in the middle, closer to good.
Kevin Stefanski says.
If he balls?
If he balls.
I'm an idiot, fire me now? I don't know. Probably wouldn't say that, but that's what a lot of Browns fans would think. We'll come back. We'll get to the college football corner after this. We've got some fresh Kirby Smart audio for you as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh man, when she was in that bathtub.
Yeah.
Mm. Dirty Birds kick three.
My high school had a whole dance themed after this song. It was called
really?
What's Your Fantasy?
Really?
It was the theme of the dance. I don't know if it was it wasn't prom, but it was whatever, some winter thing. I don't know what you called
right.
it, but it was and it was just all different lines from the Ludacris song Fantasy. Mm-hmm. The theme was What's Your Fantasy?
Uh-huh.
They had somebody made a big Escalade out of cardboard that was in there.
Uh-huh.
It's like, this is just a song about having sex in a bunch of different places.
Dude, I wanted the Escalade.
That's what we're doing here.
So bad.
Which was, of course, I loved it. Yeah, that's what
love
we're doing.
The Escalade.
Yeah, I rode in an Escalade in Vegas.
I know you were so excited.
I was, first
you
time.
You were very excited.
You first
were
time.
Very excited.
You know what I realized? We were at dinner last night at Lazy Dog. Awesome. Very nice of them to have us there. It was their grand reopening for the perimeter location, and they had a bunch of folks there, like food people.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously invited me because I do the ads for them on the radio. But I was around like a lot of food influencers, like social media food
people.
Like
a lot of people were taking the pictures of their food and stuff?
Not only that.
It was steak? Like,
nope. But he wasn't. But, you know, people like that kind of.
Uh-huh.
And so it was my wife did have steak, by the way. I don't know if that's what you were asking. But no, Steak Shapiro wasn't there. And yeah, pictures. But then also like get a close up of me taking this bite. It just looked exhausting.
Really?
Like, being an influencer, I think, is a lot harder than people think. Because it's constant.
It's that's what I'm saying.
I'm just eating my food. I'm not influencing anybody. I'm just eating my schnitzel.
They put their food, they put their camera in your face while you eat?
No, not me.
Oh.
But they were like, they're getting angles, and they're like, all right, now I'm going to sip my cocktail, make sure you get this with the fire in the back and all that. And I get it, because that's what it is.
Right.
You have to make it look really, really cool. But I was like, it took that person 45 minutes to eat that
damn
dinner.
Food cold.
Yeah, the food's cold
now. Leave me.
I know. That wasn't what I was getting at. There was a different reason why I started talking about that.
I don't know.
And I forgot.
Okay.
Oh, here's why.
Yes.
Escalades.
Yes. I love it.
Because the guy I was sitting across was a real like car aficionado, enthusiast, and we got to talking and all that, and I really like old SUVs and old Broncos and stuff. And he was like, how do you find driving the old one versus the new one? And I was like, I've never driven. And he was like, why do you like them so much? And I was like, I just think I like the way they look.
Right.
I never thought about that.
Right.
Like, I've never even been inside a Bronco before.
Right.
Old, new, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it blew my mind that I was that, like, I don't know. Like, I'm such a fan of a thing.
You were that sure.
I live a mile from Wade Ford.
Right.
I just go over there and test drive a Bronco.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
But I was like, it never registered. I was like, yeah, I don't know. I never thought about that.
Yeah, go there. Go.
I mean, yeah, I bet you try them out if I like them so much.
You're going to buy one?
Someday. Someday we'll get there.
I know. I'm just, you know, just come pick me up. Swing by.
Yeah, I'll come by.
Let me ride.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go. You know what I mean? We'll go ride around.
Yeah, man. Ride around in the new Bronco
or the old one. Who knows?
I don't
know what I'm gonna get, but I'm gonna get something.
Just swing by to Randy's house
Next contract.
That's fine with me.
Maybe or something. We'll get there.
Bronco.
We'll get there. Let's get to a college football corner.
Slay down.
I was just like.
Right.
I never even been in one. All right, Georgia plays Charlotte on Saturday at 12:45.
Yeah, man.
You'll be there.
I'll be up in that thing.
Which is great, but we're probably not going to spend a ton of time breaking that
why
one
not?
Down. I think they'll be okay.
You don't know about Charlotte?
I do know about Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Which is why.
Yeah.
They're 1-9.
Yeah.
In that conference. Georgia is 9-1 in the conference they play in. So yeah.
They're a nice receiver though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Charlotte does?
Yes.
Here's what I'm going to find out. My one question about Charlotte is why they're called the 49ers. Was there a gold rush in Charlotte? I don't know.
That's
I'm going to find that out before tomorrow.
Okay.
That's my one thing that I want to learn about that school. I mean, look, you know, it's in Charlotte.
Yes.
So. But here's Kirby talking about his quarterback, because obviously there's bigger games on the horizon for Georgia.
The kid does it the right way. He's a throwback. He's an old school. He's a team player. He is so humble. I mean, like you cheer for these guys. You know, like he's the good guy. He helped recruit kids in his class. Everybody that grew up playing all the different young football, whatever they call it, FBU, all that. Like everybody played with him from baseball and football all the way up. They just love the guy. And when the good guys do well, I think we all feel a big win on that.
It sounded like he just woke the hell up.
Kirby?
Yeah, it all sounded like he just woke his ass up.
It was earlier today. Maybe he did.
Yeah, like he just woke up. But, I mean, we all knew this. Like, the guys love Gunner.
Mm-hmm.
We always knew that. They've always, I mean, even when Carson was here,
they all love
Gunner because he one of the guys.
Yep.
And he acts like one of the guys.
That part of it was not new.
No.
The thing we didn't know was that he could play like this.
Yes. But, I mean, that's why I think we were doing it this summer when we just randomly talking about Georgia. And I kept saying, well, people always talk about 4 and 5 stars. He was a 5-star kid.
He was a big recruit.
Yeah, he's a big recruit.
And he set a lot of records in Georgia high school football.
Yeah, he's a big recruit.
For touchdowns and rushing.
You know,
and
I think
like
I think that's the thing with the transfer portal and stuff is like that. You know, you just did you know signing day is like 12 days?
Did I know?
You know what I mean.
I
like
nobody
cares anymore about it. You know, it's always like, who's going to be the new transfer quarterback?
Right.
And Gunner's been there. Gunner waited his turn. And I think Kirby likes that more than anything. Even though Kirby in Georgia, there's no lie. They look at the transfer portal.
Sure.
Damn sure were.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying they were in there because they didn't believe in Gunner. You know, but I think just the way that he's gotten better from the aspect of throwing the damn ball. I think that was the biggest thing because we talked about it in the earlier on. Like, damn, there's a touchdown right there. Let it go.
Right.
You know. And
now he's doing it.
Now he's doing it. And that's what I love.
By the way, the transfer quarterback that they were looking at turned out to be pretty good,
yes.
too. Like, Fernando Mendoza was the guy that they were interested in, and he's going to be in New York for the Heisman ceremony.
Who's the leader?
I think him.
You think
I would, or Saiyan.
Oh, okay.
Him or Julian Saiyan. But he's got the moment.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it.
Saiyan still can. Like, they play Michigan, and they'll
– because he played so horrible in the first half. Talking about A&M's quarterback. He played so bad, even though he was great in the second half.
Yeah.
He played so bad in the first half.
Yeah, I think he still has a chance, too, right? Because they play –
I mean, they play Texas.
Texas on the road.
Right. So he's got a chance. Because that's the thing is, like, there's no runaway, right? Obviously.
Right.
And right now Mendoza has the record and the numbers and the moment, that great comeback, that throw against Penn State.
Right.
But that's not to say that any of these guys can't have one too.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, theirs will be more recent.
Yeah.
And you know what it is.
It's recently
mine.
It's
all humans. Yeah. I mean, it's all humans voting for it. So if one of those guys, and I don't even think it's crazy to think that Gunner couldn't have one of those moments too, or Haynes King too.
Right.
Like, Haynes King, I think, should still be in the conversation.
I agree with you on
with
that
the
one.
Numbers
but
that,
we'll
that he's
see,
put
but,
up.
But we'll see. I think the biggest thing with Haynes, they got to keep winning.
That's
I mean, because
right.
he's going to put numbers. For them to win, he has to put numbers.
Well, his moment would have to come in the game against Georgia.
Yeah.
That's what it would have to
definitely,
be.
Definitely.
Do they count? They still count, unless you turn your vote in early, they still count conference title games?
As far
it's
as
considered.
I know. Because we were talking to Brandon Adams about it on Tuesday, and he said, because I think I asked him about Gunner, and he was like, well, he still will have the game against Georgia Tech.
Right.
That'll be could have a moment in that one. And then if they get into the SEC title game, he'll have that too. So I think so.
Because, like, I mean, if Mendoza dices up Ohio State, like,
true.
I think if Marcel Reed were to dice up, depending who the SEC title game is there, I think potentially if they beat Georgia and then go into the ACC title game, I still think all those guys have it in front of them, Julian Saiyan included.
So the Steve Sarkisian rumors have been hot and heavy this week. He addressed them. Yesterday, here's what he had to say.
I'm not going anywhere.
Tell him, Steve.
I've had no discussions,
uh-huh.
not with my agent, not with the university, not with any other school, not with any NFL team, about ever going anywhere else. I came here to win championships.
Tell him,
so
Steve.
Moving forward, when some Joe Blow decides to put something on social media
it's
out
Desmond
there, we
Howard.
All don't run
Isn't
with it like it's the gospel. Can we all agree on that?
Tell
and
him,
if
Steve.
You have a question about my future with the University of Texas, ask me, ask Chris Del Conte. He'll be more than happy to take your call so that we can set the record straight, so that we can focus on our football team, which is really what we should be doing.
Tell him, Steve.
There you go, Steve.
Well, whatever, man.
The exact thing that every college coach says right before they leave.
Yeah.
In fact, that's exactly what he said right before he left Washington.
But he's not going to leave. He's not going to leave Texas unless he goes to NFL.
That's right.
Yeah, he's not going to
he's
Texas.
He's got one of those jobs in college where there's nothing above
him. Yeah. You're not going anywhere from Texas.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because all Desmond said was, he didn't say I heard. He didn't say, he just, I'm walking in my yard, missing my boys. There's a tennis ball in my grass. Don't be surprised if there's a change of Texas. That's all he said. Now, Desmond, you should have known better because you never. I just hope. Because I don't know. Are they playing this weekend? Or they're about to speak?
Texas.
They're playing Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that, you know, on game day when they do a live talking with the coach, I hope they do Sark.
Oh,
and Desmond has to ask
Desmond
a question.
Has to talk to him.
And Des has to talk to him.
Yeah,
hey,
sure.
Des, you damn troublemaker.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to say something like that, you probably got to kind of own up to it in that setting.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to check in with Sark before the Arkansas-Texas game, but maybe. You might.
Yeah.
One of the marquee games of the weekend.
No. It's definitely USC at Oregon.
Although Texas is only favored by 8.5 in that game.
Yeah, man.
At home.
Yeah. But no, I think, you know, Texas, I mean, USC-Oregon's the big one
That's
of the
big
weekend.
One. Yeah. I'm excited about that one.
I think, you know.
It's going to be really fun.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think USC's a good football team.
Mm-hmm.
I do. This is the best team that I think Lincoln's had since he's been there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they get this one. They're right in the mix.
That's right.
They're right there in the mix. Oregon's out of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, well. No, they'll still be. They have two losses.
They'd have a hard argument, though.
Yeah.
And they don't have a chance to really beat anybody. I know they've got Washington at the end, but they don't have a chance to really pad the resume very much. I also would say, like, USC has better wins. Like, They beat, I know Michigan's not great, but they handle their business against them. They beat Iowa a little bit easier than Oregon beat Iowa.
Right.
And Oregon's best win at this point probably is that game against Iowa or Northwestern.
And you know what's so crazy is watching that USC game, it was raining like hell in California.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was pouring down rain. Yeah. So you're like, oh, hell, USC has no shot. This is what Iowa wanted.
I know.
You know, and they were able to find a way to get that victory. So that was a big-time deal for them. I mean, obviously Notre Dame, who I still can't believe is in front of Miami. But they, I mean, you got Syracuse and
don't step on that rake.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't mess around. Don't play around with Syracuse because Fran, they lost up there, man. As much as I love me some Fran.
Well, I think they would have been okay if Angeli wouldn't have got
hurt.
They're
awful. Yeah, they're an awful football team. Tennessee going to Florida. Y'all going to UCLA?
Isn't it too bad that there's no juice for that game?
Yeah.
Like, that's usually a really
Tennessee,
fun game.
Florida?
Tennessee, Florida is an awesome, awesome historic game.
Yeah, man.
No juice. Yeah, we got UCLA. Don't mess that. Well, we already blew it with the Wisconsin loss. So
yeah,
that's all right. Still win out. Get to 10 wins. It'll be fun.
Hey, guys, join 92 of the game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react to every Falcons game, and it's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up next. Thanks for being with us on the Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ah. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Smokin' Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20. He's up in Flowery Branch. He's our Falcons beat reporter, and we're an hour away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open for you at 404-726-0929. The back page with Bo just mere moments from now.
And what would be your assessment? Say you got a partner in jail, right?
Okay.
And you saying, bro, be home soon. Bro, be home soon.
Okay.
How many years you thinking?
If I was saying that, if I was tweeting, bro, will be home soon.
Yeah.
I probably would be thinking within the calendar year.
Okay.
Or if it's late in 2025, maybe next year.
Okay.
Like, we're looking forward to 26.
They're talking about this dude.
Because bro's coming home.
This dude, Tay-K.
Tay-K. Okay.
This dude is his, I guess, you know, he talked to him on the phone in prison, right? And he's like, yeah, man, I'll be home soon. You got 55 years. And he probably just started serving it.
Yeah.
So soon is not 55 years.
Not for humans.
I got 50. I'm locked up. I got 55 years. I'll be home soon. Unless there's some new evidence or something.
Right, maybe. Unless they've got a good new case.
I don't think he got it. I don't.
Or there could be a plan in place.
Yeah, maybe there's a breakout plan.
Maybe there is. Maybe he's going to be like,
old
boy.
Thing.
We had old boy that was out for a while, but got caught here in Atlanta. That's where I was. Got caught in Atlanta.
Because he wasn't laying low correctly.
Yeah, man.
That man might have been free forever.
Dude.
Now, he would have had to live a very, like, you know, a nervous life looking over his shoulder.
Right.
But I'd rather be looking over my shoulder out there than in there.
Hell yeah.
He got put back in there because he was having a domestic dispute in the middle of the street.
Like, real?
Come on, man.
But yeah, I'll be home. Yeah, man. Bro, be home real soon. That's 55 years.
If he was an oak tree, 55 years is pretty soon. You know? It just depends on your perspective. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah.
That's always my thing. Free me. Free him. Now he's guilty.
Actually, I kind of don't want him.
No, I kind of want him to stay his ass in jail.
Last time he was out here, he was murdering folks.
Yeah, free Tay-K.
I feel safer with him in there.
Leave this fool in jail. Talk about some free him.
Yeah, if I was saying somebody's going to be home soon, I would be talking about like within the year.
His release date has been updated.
Oh,
yes.
To when?
August 8th, 2099.
2099.
It's this century.
Like, if that guy makes one mistake in there, he's in there till the year 20.
And now you're going down his
word. I almost said 3,000, but that was going down his word, bro.
Carry the one.
You're going down
23.
Going down his wormhole. He 19,915 days until TK is free. Like, yeah, he got some joints.
I hope.
Learn how to play the harmonica.
That's right.
Learn how to make the harmonica and homemade hooch.
Get good at reading. All right. Let's get to the back page.
Free him. No, leave him in jail.
2,100. Man, that math is kicking my ass on that 99-year sentence. All right.
It's a pruno.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Braves making all kinds of moves yesterday. Y'all mentioned bringing back Iggy. They traded for Mauricio Dubon, so if you need to feel any better about this trade, who says they aren't bringing pop to the shortstop position? Mauricio Dubon had more home runs last year than Nick Allen and Orlando Arcia combined.
What, two?
Seven. How many home runs did Nick Allen and Orlando Arcia have combined?
Three.
That's what I said. I mean, what was it, two?
And they were all hit by Orlando Arcia. Hey. So, hey, man.
And none of them here. They were all hit when he played for the Rockies.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. So, when the air is thin.
How many hit, Bo?
Which one? Dubon?
Yeah.
Seven. If you combine them, they got just as many home runs as Juice hit last year.
And for those who may not know, Juice is Bo's 11-year-old daughter.
Yes.
who is a power hitter, for sure, in softball.
Braves also announced yesterday they are going to be playing in the Little League Classic on August 23rd in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, at the site of the Little League World Series. So that's pretty cool. They're going to be playing the Milwaukee Brewers, where they will be the visiting team at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field in Williamsport. So that'll be pretty cool.
Nice.
Very cool.
Little road trip up there for any Braves fans that want to go check out Little League World Series.
That was a shame that they were so sorry last year and couldn't have a nice crowd that damn race car thing.
Well, and then the weather was so bad.
Yeah,
terrible,
bad, everything.
Yeah, they had to play the next day. Yeah, that was a real shame.
Yeah.
That was kind of a whole microcosm of the season, thing went. But cool idea.
Yeah, it was a great idea.
Really cool
idea,
but. Although the hats were a little not my favorite.
I liked it.
No, come on, man. There were flames.
Did I like that?
Yeah. No. The flame hat?
I wasn't as against him as you were.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I was so against him. I really didn't like it.
It just looked a little truck stoppish.
Yeah, it looked like you'd get it at the gas station.
It looked like it came with an order of Hot Wheels.
Yeah, it did. There we go. That's why. We nailed it.
So Sam Jackson, as we know, is a devout Falcons fan. Things aren't going all that well for what?
I always put the L in there.
Oh, it's not. Can't call him Sam Jackson?
Mm-mm.
Sam L. Jackson?
Yep. Thank you.
Or do I have to say Samuel?
Samuel.
I like Samuel L. Jackson, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think Sam Jackson's mean. You might want to get him confused with any other Sam Jacksons?
I did for a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Samuel.
Samuel L. Jackson.
You're for the country, just like I'm for the country. Well, Samuel.
Samuel.
Samuel. Huh. Samuel.
You know what the L stands for?
Lamont.
Close.
Lamar.
Close.
Leroy.
Leroy.
Okay.
Nailed it.
He looked like a damn Leroy,
he does,
too.
Yeah. So I'm so glad it's not like Leslie or something like that. Samuel Leroy Jackson.
That's a boy.
Hell yeah.
So Samuel Leroy.
He sounds like he cuss. Yeah. Your name's Samuel Leroy.
Samuel.
So true.
Was on Kimball yesterday talking about who he roots for in the National Football League. The Falcons did come up, and he also roots a little bit for his son.
Yeah, I can't not be a Falcon fan, but I cheer most for the Baltimore Ravens because Lamar Jackson's my bastard son.
Wow, that's news.
That's what everybody thinks. So.
That's some late-breaking news.
I roll with that, you know?
Do people really think he's your son?
Of course. Yeah, there's all kinds of sad pictures of us online. And
really?
He was at Louisville, he used to sit next to Samuel, so it would be Samuel L. Jackson on the back of their jerseys when they were on the bench.
I remember that. I like that.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's
great
nice
for me.
Huh. Yeah, I remember that.
The pictures are, people hand-picked the perfect pictures.
Yeah,
but the pictures they picked, they kind of look a little alike.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Samuel.
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 Look at that. You see that?
Let's see.
Like that one specifically right there. Like that's young Samuel and that's Lamar, right? Like that's, you know?
I'm going to have to look that one up. So after Darnell Washington went full Beastquake mode on Sunday, just pushing folks up out of his way, the St. Browns had him on their podcast. If y'all had to take a guess, what would you say Darnell's weighing in at these days?
311 pounds.
Dang it, Randy.
I take it you've seen the clip.
How much you weigh?
Yeah, bro. I got to ask, bro. Because
the internet is 260. I'm bro. Like, not 260.
He won 260.
I ain't weighing myself in a minute, but I know.
Mean? You got weigh-ins every week.
And that was the funny part.
No,
he tried to get away.
Look, I'm going to keep it a buck.
Yeah.
I'm 311.
I knew it.
That's what made it funny because they caught him in that lie.
Right.
Now you get weighed.
He could have lied to me and I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, we know. We get weighed in. Yeah. We get weighed in every Thursday.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Every Thursday or Friday, which is the funniest thing to wear.
What happens if you're the wrong weight?
It's like 350 a pound.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. But yeah, that's why I said there's nothing funnier than weigh-in day for the fat boys because they be having that damn sauna and steam room on blast. And that damn Nick Saban, most pettiest dude in the world. He made them cut it off on Thursday.
He would turn the sauna off?
Yeah, he'd make the equipment guys turn them off.
So they couldn't sweat it out? Wow.
Oh, it's just wrong. And then you have, just wrong.
Wow. So if you come in too heavy, what would he do?
Yeah, they fine you.
All right. Oh, in college too?
350?
Or just at the Dalton?
No, not in college. But in NFL, 350 a pound.
There's I guess they can find them now in college.
There's no grace range.
Mm-mm.
You got to be on the number.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
One way you're not going to eat the number is by eating tacos. Here's my guy, Scat, on how he eats a taco.
Do you, turn your head to eat a taco?
Who the hell is he talking to?
Turn the taco for you? Like, are you dominant to the taco? Or does the taco, do you turn your head for the taco?
So which way do y'all eat a taco?
That's a funny way to say it.
Remember
those old Taco Bell commercials where it was taco neck syndrome? And, Shaq and Hakeem had their heads that?
How do I eat a taco?
Well, they had the Manning's head Guy Fieri on Monday night.
I guess
they
meet it in the middle.
And you kind of got to meet it in the middle. There's no way you cannot – you got to be dominated by the taco.
No.
You can't turn the taco. That's what he's saying he does.
You know what?
Full turn?
I don't eat –
turn the taco. Everything's going to fall out.
I eat soft tacos.
You still,
no, I don't turn with no soft taco. You go straight in. I don't need to make that motion.
Yeah, we're so good.
We're not on the internet. But
it is so good that we're not streaming on video today. Because I just did a whole performance.
Y'all both did.
Come on, man. TV with that one.
Where are we at with the streaming, please?
But I'm trying to think.
We're good.
No, I don't get dominated by no damn meat. Tacos.
So you turn the taco doesn't turn you?
Pretty much.
That's good.
Yeah, man. God dang it.
That's the best thing since I can smell yams.
Yeah. God dang it.
I got a meat question for you for later, by the way.
I don't really want to answer.
I'm glad you brought
it
up.
Really want to answer
Reminded me.
Yeah.
Panthers travel to San Francisco or, somewhere close to there on Monday night. Here's Xavier Leggett talking about going to practice.
Are you serious? That's the Monday night game?
I don't know what it feels like to play on a Monday, whatever time the guy
is. Playoff contenders.
So, I'm just trying to see what that's about. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it's crazy. That's how them folk made the schedule.
Are you excited for
it?
For surely.
What?
For surely.
For surely.
He's for surely excited to play a 7:30 game on primetime.
Is he the game or the flight out there?
What do you mean?
What is he talking about, traveling to
He's
California?
Just talking about playing in primetime in general. He's been in the league 2 years and he has never played in primetime.
Got you. Okay.
Well, he played pretty damn good last weekend.
He was damn good for a guy who's, they say, struggling.
Yes.
But just played the damn Falcons.
What was that phrase we tried to say that we're not? We don't want to be, but
get right.
Yeah, you can get right with the Falcons.
Play them damn Falcons.
And I will say, obviously, the first reaction is that's a crap matchup on Monday night.
No, it's not.
49ers are 7-4, and
49ers held it together.
Panthers
now they got Purdy back.
6-5.
They still just don't have any weapons to throw.
Yep.
Uh oh.
That was a good one. Now I'm hungry for a taco.
Man.
Taco does sound very good right now.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, man. Hey, Abe, you got the app. Order some tacos.
What's a good...
You got Venmo app?
You got a what?
That was...
Do I have a Venmo app?
That was aggressive. Order some tacos,
Order some damn tacos, Abe.
I want
You know what? You can get some tacos tomorrow. Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come join us.
They do have a taco option.
I get it every time.
That's true. Yeah, that's very good. I want to cook something on the egg on Saturday.
Okay.
But I don't want to cook like, I don't want to have like an 8 hour deal.
Okay.
I wanted like 2 or 3 hours.
Okay.
What's the right thing?
Put a slab on.
Okay.
You put a slab on it.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Can't you cook pizza in those things?
Ribs in a while. Yeah. We got a pizza stone.
Yeah.
And everything.
Done it yet?
Haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I've done very little on that thing.
Yeah.
The options are unlimited. I've done very little.
Yeah. Just throw a slab on it.
That's a good idea. Yeah. There you go. Saturday planned. Thank you. See, that was my meat question.
There it is.
We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.